Hi there, this is Juliet Landau, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and you are listening to Studio 2009.
You didn't even have a motive.
I stand to inherit half of his estate.
There's something about your uncle's death that's very disturbing.
What am I, some kind of suspect?
Well, you could have had him killed.
Does that put me on your list?
Do you think that your brother is guilty?
Norman could have shoved Lisa right off the balcony.
We were supposed to come down 2 years ago, but my wife switched sides and voted with my in-laws. We ended up in Animal Land.
There's nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. You are now inside Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. I am TFG and Mike. Joining me once again, as always, is that good old Detective Dave Draper. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm falling apart, but it's okay.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah. Today we continue on in our journey as we put our detective hats on and jump back in time with Columbo. These are the Columbo files inside Studio 2009, starting at the beginning, going on in order. Also, the main source for online viewing is Tubi TV. Dave has the complete series DVD set, which I should probably get at some point. Today is Season 2, Episode 8. The hell's the name of this damn thing?
Double Shock, I believe.
Double Shock, that's what it is, yeah. Season 2, Episode 8, Double Shock. Oh, man, this episode.
This one's jam-packed.
Yes, it is. This, for just a regular episode of Columbo, just an episode, like an episode.
But it's not a regular episode.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if this was a regular episode, like, you know how they do certain if they did this as the CW shows, Arrow and Flash and all that, they would do, like, a spring finale or fall kind of thing. This is what that feels like, but it also feels like this is how the second season of this show ends. And I'm just like, oh my God. This was cool. That lady, Mrs.
I knew it before we started recording. The house lady?
Yeah, the house lady.
Housekeeper lady. Yeah. Well, that was interesting thing about this episode was usually Columbo's pretty ingratiating to both, you know, the people he's after and the normal people around him. Mm-hmm. And like, she hated him.
Oh, she hated him.
And then the fiancé didn't like him either.
Yep. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like,
everybody hates Columbo. You know,
that's not how that's supposed to go, man. That's just not how that's supposed to go.
But yeah, this one's interesting because the premise is that there's a rich old man, and he's very old. He's probably, you know, 43, 44 years old and 74 years, 1974 ages. He's probably younger than both of us, but he's like, he's an old man. But he's marrying a younger woman played by Julie Newmar. Catwoman. Yes,
Catwoman.
Catwoman. And she's a health nut, and she was in real life, apparently. Mm-hmm. And so he's kind of going on this health kick, and he's healthier and more active. However old he really is, he's in better shape than I am right now. he's got two scheming nephews, although we only see one for a little while. Yep. Played by Martin, the legendary Martin Landau.
Hi there, bridegroom.
Dexter, how are you?
How about that old guy? Huh? Is he wild?
Hello, Dexter. Glad you stopped by, Dexter.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss shaking hands with an old goat like you who's good enough to snare a beautiful chick like... What's her name? Hey, where's the honeymoon going to be?
Dexter, your uncle is getting married tomorrow. It's not the same as going out for the night on the town.
Oh, relax, Michael. Don't argue semantics. My nephew stopped by to wish me well. I rather hoped you might bring your brother Norman with you.
Well, if Norman were to come, which I hope he does, by the way, it certainly would not be with me.
Still, you're two grown men, Dexter, for heaven's sakes.
Mr. Hathaway, you're a very nice man, and you happen to be an excellent attorney. But the day you can make a merger between me and my beanbag brother, that is the day they'll appoint you to the Supreme Court. Uncle... Good luck to you, old roué.
Thank you, Dexter.
Hey, when you come back from your honeymoon, I want a nice home-cooked blowout.
Oh, don't let Mrs. Peck hear you say that.
So The one episode last, a couple episodes ago with Leonard Nimoy was our first Star Trek kind of episode, but it was also our first Mission Impossible of two.
Yeah.
Because Nimoy was on Mission Impossible with Martin Landau. And then Landau also was in Space 1999 as Commander Keating.
Yes.
But he actually, the twist, the trick is that he plays a dual role. So yeah. The question is, which of the twins did the murder?
They both did it. They did it together.
Spoiler! So, since we're jumping right into that, my question to you, because again, I've seen this episode before a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I knew that they both were in on it. Did you play that game? Did you like go, which one did it? Because they keep doing like a tennis match back and forth where some evidence will come out that makes one look bad and some evidence will come out that makes another one look bad.
I didn't catch it until I think Columbo caught it. When he finally caught on to it, it took me a while. Hell, it took me almost, this is an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 16 minutes, these episodes. So let's say almost 90, close to 90 minutes, maybe 85 minutes, whatever it is. It took me almost the full hour to realize that that was fucking Catwoman.
Oh, wow.
I had to look it up. Like I heard her voice, and I'm like, where do I know that voice from? Then I was looking up, I was getting it preparing for the podcast. And I'm like, holy, it's Catwoman.
That's, well, she's not the only Beastmaster on that episode.
No, she's
Mark
not.
Singer. A yep. Young Mark Singer has almost a cameo role as an actor on a TV show that the housekeeper is watching, which becomes part of the evidence of the case.
Yep.
And it's funny because I don't know if you noticed this, but like she's watching a doctor show and they're having this real cliched dialogue and Mark Singer plays the younger doctor.
Yep.
And then later she's watching a lawyer show and they're having the exact same dialogue.
Yep.
Which I thought was kind of a cute little commentary about the state of, like, we're always going, oh, TV was so much better back then. And here's this episode of Columbo going, TV's garbage.
Well, at that time, you know, but that's where, okay.
So the premise is, like I said, the old man has two nephews, both of whom turn out to need cash. One is very straight-laced and very, he works at a bank. He's very serious. And the other one is works as a host on a TV cooking show. And he's kind of a little, you know, he doesn't really come across, I don't think he came across as particularly sleazy, but like the impression they give you on the show is that he's kind of a sketchy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody, when the old man is taking a bath at night, throws a blender into the bathtub with him.
Yep.
Actually, because he's twins, you don't know which one.
Yep.
One of them comes up and like he does, like that whole scene was weird.
It was very weird.
Because he's like, I brought your wedding present, uncle. And is like, okay, I'm in a bathtub. Go away.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's a blender. It's like, gee, thanks. Like, I don't think I even got my best friend a blender for his wedding. You know, oh, don't you want to see how it works? No, I'm in a bathtub. Go away. And he throws
exactly.
The uncle doesn't say any of that go away stuff. He's just like, yeah, thanks, nephew. Bah! And gets zapped. And that screws up the TV that the housekeeper's watching. So they're all, there's like, Mark Singer says, I'm green. And she goes, you're purple.
Yeah.
But they needed each other to like coordinate because they set off the old time fuses. And they needed somebody there to get the fuses back running immediately. That's the whole crux of the whole thing, is that the power comes back almost immediately.
Yeah, it's a timing thing. It's a timing thing. You see Columbo running through the, like, you don't see the twins doing this because the twins, they're twins. One is in one place, the other's in the other place. One's downstairs in the basement, the other one's upstairs dropping the thing. And the, like you said, the key is her television. Because her TV goes out, but it, like you said, it's a whole, man, fuses. Oh God, I'm so glad I wasn't alive in the 70s. Jesus,
I would have been like 2 or 3 years old, so I didn't have to worry about them back then.
Yeah, this was 1973, so you would have been two. Or yeah, something like that. But I always love any time in film and television when they get an actor to do the dual role. Because I think that's really cool. Like, literally, this is Martin Landau as brothers that have two separate, like, they're twin brothers and they're sort of alike. because they're identical.
They're nothing alike. That's the whole point.
Well, okay, but right. But I'm saying, like, there are certain things about them that are alike, but then they each have their own separate whatever. And I just always like that when movies and TV shows do that duality of roles and stuff like that. Oh, this housekeeper, though. Oh, my God. Mrs. Peck, I believe, Peck. Played by Jeanette Nolan. Mrs. Peck is loud, rude, and like, I get it. She wants everything in its place and all that, but
she's
like,
a housekeeper. It's her whole thing to keep the house clean, and Columbo comes in dripping ashes. And she's also, like, to be fair, she suffered, you know, the guy that's been her boss, and I assume he's been friendly to her the whole, you know, she's been working there for 30 years. He died. So she's in shock, and then this rumpled old man comes in and drips shit all over the place and ashes, and is very sort of rude in a way.
But again, he's...
You must belong in some pigsty. Do you do that in your own home? Do you?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Forgive me, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't realize that I was done.
This is Mrs. Peck.
Ashes.
Paris's housekeeper.
Sorry, I'm
Dinking cigar. Stop that! You're rubbing it in!
Oh, forgive me, ma'am. I didn't realize. You know, sometimes it's a habit. Let me see if
this
I can
house,
clean that up.
Here. You
what
dinking
I'll do is I'll take
cigar?
This spray and I'll.
You broke Mr. Paris's pitcher!
Any time so far that anyone, like when you raise your fist to somebody, like you're going to hit them, or when you do some sort of threatening motion, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, he is a police officer. Don't you dare. You're going to get in trouble kind of thing. But yeah, no, she was, oh. I almost wish she was part of the murder because she was annoying as hell. And Columbo, he just, like, he's befuddled. He's like, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Peck. I'm so, like, I wish I could do better. I wish I could be better. Let me, you know, try to fix this. Let me pay for this. Or let me do this. Or let me do that. Which
he also breaks a pitcher, too, doesn't he? Like,
yeah.
A glass pitcher. Yeah, he's wrecking the place. Come on, man.
I don't know.
You just don't have a best friend like I have a best friend. And it's like, no. You know, you love them, but sometimes you want them to keep their hands to themselves.
See, I think I'm that for Steve. Like, Steve and I are kind of like you and Jason, but I think for me it's like I'm that one. I'm that friend. Like, just keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch anything.
I have literally seen him wipe out the front part of a antique store.
Oh, my God.
He had a board game in his arm, and he literally did a full Three Stooges to, like, a display of, like, glass and crystal.
Oh, God. I miss podcasting with Jason. He's so fun.
Yeah.
So you get the lawyer involved. You get, you know, the will.
Yeah, the lawyer, like, that was one thing I didn't remember from back in the day. The lawyer was kind of a sleazy guy.
Yeah, he was. He was very sleazy.
Which is not how I envisioned the legal profession at all.
No. Not at all,
because they set him up to take out Catwoman.
Yeah,
because she the uncle had redone his will so that she was going to inherit everything anyway, whether they got married or not. And she doesn't, you know, her whole thing is she's relatively innocent, fun loving, health nut. For some reason, she just I can't remember why she just takes a massive dislike to Columbo in that episode. But they set it up so that, like, there's only a couple copies of the will, so they're trying to get her copy of the will. And they do this whole thing where they're like, oh, the police already suspect you, and, you know, give me your copy of the will. The lawyer, they set up the lawyer to do this. Give me your copy of your will, and we'll, you know, so there'll be no evidence that you have a motive to kill the old man. And she's
right.
Like, okay. So when the lawyer shows up, she's been pushed over the railing and is on the, you know, is dead, which was, you know, another double murder. And that one, like, the one thing that kind of bothered me a little bit was there's so much effort put into solving the old man's murder that they just kind of blow off her murder as an afterthought. Like, it's like, yeah, you killed two people. You should, you know.
Yeah.
There should be some acknowledgement that this innocent woman was murdered.
Yep. Yeah, and from what I can tell, like, no good reason other than the money. Fact that, okay, yeah, but again, like, I don't want to sit here and say this is standard plot, but I'm going to say it. This is standard, like, you murder for money, you murder for, what are the three motives? It's money, sex, and revenge. That's what the three motives usually are. And yeah, and I'm like, holy crap. Which, was it Dexter or was it Norman that was in her room that he leaned over and saw? It was Norman, wasn't it?
No, it was the lawyer.
Oh, that's right. It was the lawyer.
That's all things. Right. They set up the lawyer to take the fall.
Yeah, that's right. They set up the lawyer to take the fall. Yeah, and I'm sitting here thinking, how are you going to get out of that hotel room? How are you going to get out of that apartment house? Like, I thought he was going to find her, like, dead in her bed or dead in the bathtub. I didn't realize he was going to find her dead 30 stories down, or however many stories it actually was. I don't know. But no, I think Martin Landau did great as the twins. I thought that was really fun. I also felt that Columbo was his normal self, but there were times where it seemed like they were trying to add something to his character, and I don't know what that was, kind of thing. I don't know. There were moments where he just looked off. I don't know why, but that was just the thing that I caught. And the whole whodunit element is not solved until the end of the episode, which is interesting.
Well, I mean, what made this kind of a fun twist on the formula was the fact that, like, you know, like a standard Columbo episode, you see who did it.
Uh-huh.
But you don't know who it is. Like, that's kind of fun. It's like, you know who did it, but you don't know who it is.
Yep.
And then it was both of them.
Yep, it was both of them. But yeah, no, this episode reminded me of... Kind of reminds me of some of the cases that they would do on Law & Order Criminal Intent. This kind of feels like an early version of that kind of thing, where I could see Gorin being the Columbo side of everything. And this was just fun. Like you said, Julie Newmar, her character was very... fun and flirty and flighty, and she was bouncing around and bounding up and down the stairs and so excited. And...
Mrs. Peck, how nice to see you. Is Mr. Paris ready?
I'll tell him you're here.
Good. Oh, never mind. I'll just scoot on up.
Please, I do think you'd better let me fetch him. He may not be quite dressed.
Well, Mrs. Peck, you're talking like we were a couple of children. Clifford! I got a taxi waiting. Clifford!
Are you decent? Well, ready or not?
Oh. He's not upstairs at all. I even checked his bathroom.
Could be a little gym, I suppose.
Unfortunately, she ended up 30 stories down.
Yeah, that was kind of poopy.
Yeah, that was not so great. And I did not know. Is this who I think it is?
I don't know.
So, yep. Wow. I did not realize that. Dabney Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Like, Dabney Coleman was in this episode. I forgot about that. He was the other cop.
Yeah, he was the other cop. I didn't recognize him. I didn't even put it to. I just thought it was another actor in the show. I didn't even put it together whatsoever. But I mean, that dude, whew, the films that he's done, and I think he also has some TV show stuff. But 1984 is Cloak and Dagger. Oh my God, I love that movie. Hot to Trot from 1988, Short Time from 1990. He was an awesome, very awesome actor. Columbo was the fourth thing he did in television. He started TV in 1964 with Kraft Suspense Theater, and he would go on to do Mary Hartman in 76, 77. I swear he was on something else. that I remember.
Probably. He was in 9 to 5. He was the boss.
Yep, he was in 9 to 5. I swear there was something else, that some other TV show that he was in that I remember big, but the film Short Time is the biggest one that I remember. I love that movie. I need to do that. I need to do an episode of this podcast on that movie because it was really fun.
He just passed away a year ago.
Yeah, he did. He just died recently. That movie, Short Time, has him, Matt Frewer, Terry Garr, Barry Corbin, Joe Pantoliano, Kevin McNulty, and a bunch of other people. It is just so fun. I need to find that movie. But that's for another time. What I'm wondering is why, and it doesn't say it in the Wikipedia article. I don't think it does. I just read this. It doesn't say. They have this episode title as Double Shock or Murder Times 2. Okay. I don't know why they have that. Like that was weird, because everywhere else I see it's just Double Shock, so I'm not sure. I mean, Murder Times 2, that would give it away immediately. They'd let you know the Martin Landau twins did it. So, but no, I had a lot of fun watching this. Like, literally, I'm sitting here saying all this stuff. I didn't write a single damn note on this episode. I didn't do a wife counter. I didn't do a just one more thing counter because I don't think they were in here.
No, the wife is in it because she loves Dexter's TV show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Although that one feels the most Columbo-y manipulation of all of them. Because he mentions it later. He's like, oh, I didn't mention it at the time, but my wife loves your show. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because normally you don't have any problem doing that.
Yeah.
So.
And when I first met you, I didn't mention that I really knew who you were. But when I went home, I told her, well, she absolutely fell down. She's a big fan of yours. I forgot to say hello. I was so nervous, I forgot to say hello. Isn't that something?
What's on your mind?
She'll kill me.
What's on your mind?
You know what the problem is? The problem is whenever she tries one of your recipes, it's a disaster. A total disaster. And she follows your instructions to the letter. Believe me. Disaster. I don't know what it is. But the souffle falls down, the cake hardens, you name it. Disaster. You know what I told her? I told her it was the equipment.
Lieutenant, I'm afraid I'm going to be out of my teens by the time this conversation gets anywhere.
Well, do you ever recommend any equipment? Like, say, for instance, a mixer. You know, one of those small electrical mixers that you hold in your hand.
No, I'm not permitted to endorse any products by brand names. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Well, you know, I did want to tell you. You know, they've definitely established now that your uncle passed away from an electrical shock. I thought you should be aware of that.
It was a little weird. But no, I really enjoyed this one. This one felt like a lot of the other ones we've done, like in season one and things like that, where like the very first episode that we did, where it actually feels like a play. This didn't feel like a play, but this felt like a live, like I was part of the live television audience, because the guy had a, like you said, a cooking show on television. He brings Columbo in there and has him do all the separating of the air. That was, it looked like he was having so much fun doing that.
Yeah. Well, he apparently, you will find out in a later episode, he is a pretty good cook.
Cool. Any other notes from you? Anything else you want to say about this one?
No, I mean, this one was a lot of fun. That, you know, just for like we said, it was fun in the way that watching old things are fun because you recognize all the people from other things. That one, that was the real highlight. It's Catwoman, it's Beastmaster, it's Dabney Coleman, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it was because I had seen this before, so I knew the twist. I think it'd be a fun one if you went into it not knowing the twist and trying to keep up with, you know, trying to figure out which one did it.
Well, that's what I was trying to do because I couldn't keep up with it. So, but yeah, it was a very fun episode. It was very enjoyable. There were things in this that were very Columbo-y, but then there weren't. Oh, I did take notes. Let's see here. I like when they ask him, like, this episode feel like Columbo himself feels off. And they even ask him, you okay, Columbo?
And that was interesting.
Was this the one where he starts off sick? Yeah, it does. It is the one where he starts off. He, I think the wife had been sick or something, and he was sick. Yeah.
Hey, we got it. How are you? Well, believe me, I know just how you feel.
Dombrowski, I don't even know how I feel.
Lieutenant, you got a handkerchief? Open the door, Dombrowski, will you? You got one?
Victim's fiance. Supposed to be their wedding night.
Oh, isn't that all?
Yeah.
What did he die of?
Coronary.
What are we doing here?
Well, she called us hysterical, said something about everybody's after the old fella's money and that he was too healthy to die like that, so.
What did you say, old fella?
Yeah.
Boy, old fella has a lovely fiance.
Yeah, absolutely. This one most definitely kept my interest throughout. Kept my interest throughout through where I only have like four notes. And I didn't even remember that I wrote the four notes. This is one I would go back to. This is so fun.
I concur.
I am probably going to give this on our little rating scale here. I'm probably going to give it a 4.5. Remarkable.
I think so. I agree. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to watch it, folks. It's a really, really good episode of not only just Columbo, but a good episode of detective television. Very fun. And I have no idea what's coming next. I know we're doing season 3 and all that at some point. I actually have that planned out for the future already. But as far as watching Columbo, like this being the season finale they didn't do back in those days, next time or next season on Columbo.
Well, no, like the whole concept of serialized storytelling, again, is a relatively new thing. It was basically, you know, like everything was everything got wrapped up by the end of the episode.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, I think you got anything else you want to say about this one?
Nope.
All right, we're going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some podcast ads and some other stuff. We'll come back to close the show right after this.
But this towel was in the hamper. And damn, see? Feel.
Oh, I believe you.
Mrs. Peck.
I would like to tell you something. This house is always immaculate. At 4 p.m. today, every towel in Mr. Parris's bathroom was clean and dry and in its place. I checked personally. I do not allow damp towels to remain in the hamper.
And that I believe, ma'am. I certainly do believe that, but, this towel was in the hamper, I swear. And damp. Very damp. And I was just wondering...
Wait a minute. What difference does it make if it was in the hamper? I don't understand what you...
Lieutenant, can I proceed for a minute?
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on GeekCast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kid?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
CheersCast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Slide up to the bar alongside Ryan Daly and a rotating cast of guest hosts as they celebrate the long-running, award-winning television series, one hilarious episode at a time. New episodes of CheersCast drop every Thursday, part of the Fire & Water Podcast Network.
Hi, my name is Dr. Andrea Letamendi, clinical psychologist.
And I'm Brian Ward, nerd.
and we want to invite you to listen to our new podcast, The Arkham Sessions.
It's a podcast dedicated to the fun
and geeky
analysis of Batman the Animated Series, episode by episode.
We pay tribute to the writers and the stories of the animated series,
while also exploring the very real psychology behind Gotham's rogues.
And maybe even its heroes. All of this and more
each week
on The Arkham Sessions
at underthemaskonline.com.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Are you missing entertainment in your life? Welcome to Captain Ruggles Gaming. Whether it's guides, roleplay content, or our shenanigans with our collaborations with the 20 years standing strong Fart Clan, also known as Fast Action Response Team, or the Wrecking Crew, we have something for everyone. So join us when we traverse the cosmos of space games, survive the undead in zombie games, or just having fun in first-person shooters or random indie games. Visit us now at geekcastradio.com and youtube.com/@CaptainRuggles or Google search Captain Ruggles Gaming. It's game time, and I'll see you out on the battlefield.
Hi, welcome to Up Nerd. What is Up Nerd? Up Nerd is a podcasting network of shows hosted by me, The Uneven Flow. People have told me I like to talk at them about a pretty wide range of topics, comics, games, movies, books, whatever. And now I'll be able to talk at you. Along with the weekly show will be two bi-weekly shows. First we have Fine You Pick, a show where one host picks a movie, then both hosts have to watch it. Then the next episode, the other host picks the movie. Each show will have a breakdown of why it is that movie was picked by that host, after which will be a discussion about what it is we just watched. Lastly, we have the show Top 3, Bottom 3. Similarly to Fine You Pick, one host picks a television series, and the next week, the pick alternates to the other host. Here, the episodes of the show are chosen by the top 3 episodes and the bottom 3 episodes, as rated on IMDb.com. Yes, this is probably the worst way to watch and review a television show, and yes, that's the idea. On our shows, I'll detail out how you can suggest things for us to watch, you can reach out and talk with the hosts, and maybe even appear on an episode. I hope you'll join me for this exciting new podcast adventure. I swear, we're going to make it more than 8 episodes.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Quiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of Geekcast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on Geekcast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music, I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week, If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spots sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
That's obvious.
Yeah. Awfully obvious.
Thank you for joining us inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get into kind of that. Fuck.
Eloquent.
Yeah, I know, right?
Lieutenant Columbo. Lieutenant? I know that you're a very hard-working officer, and I would like to offer you a plate of Mr. Paris's favorite health cookies and a glass of milk.
Well, thank you. I'm extremely fond of health cookies.
All right, folks, we are back here inside Studio 2009. So Dave and I have got a bunch of stuff we're going to be doing. However, Columbo is going to be further down the line. I think the earliest that I've put it, because I want to do some other stuff with this podcast. It's going to be the end of the summer detective stuff. So we've got Columbo probably in August, but we've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. Between now and then, we are going to do... I don't remember if it was you or if it was somebody else that I mentioned Mr. Holland's Opus to.
Somebody else.
Okay. We're obviously going to do a Disturbance in the Force. Whenever Andor Season 2 comes out, we'll have that. Chaos is... She's going to join me for Casper's 30th anniversary. Steve and I are going to do Dreading the 30th anniversary of Judge Dredd. So that's coming up. We're going to do these Christmas in July Die Hard thing. And then after that, we will get back to Columbo. So we will have other things. And we will probably switch over to some toy talk for ToyCast over the summer, spring and summer, folks. Because, yeah, the summer thing for Studio 2009 is my buddy Sean and I are going through all the Fast Saga films, the Fast and the Furious stuff. So it's all cars, folks. Cars, speed, nitrous, crashing into people. Car crashes, yay! So that's what's going on there. Any final thoughts from you, sir, on Season 2 of Columbo?
No, I've enjoyed it so far, and I will be looking forward to coming back someday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll still be here.
Mm.
You're not going anywhere. Thank you for joining us here inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can also visit shop.geekcastradio.com to get all of our merch. Send us an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can hear us on most of the podcasting clients out there. Honestly, I prefer just listening on our website, but that's just me. I know a lot of people don't do that because of mobile and everything else, but that's...
Yeah, I know. People didn't do that with our web thing either, and it drove Jason insane.
Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for the network, at It's Studio 2009 for the show. I am at TF2 and Mike. Dave doesn't do social media.
No, go away. Get off my lawn.
Thank you, Batman. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also check out Studio 2009 podcast over there as well. Join us next time when Steve Megatron will be back and we will be talking about the Dark Knight trilogy, because this year is the 20th anniversary of Batman Begins. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
David Draper.
They'll hear us back in the studio soon.
You just tell the repair
out.
I should go right back. Yes, ma'am, I'm leaving. I'm very happy to pay for this. Just send
out.
Yes, ma'am, I'm going.